Good morning, KBC listeners. Jim Phillips again, and I'm back here to talk to you about Ennis Regional Medical Center and all of their great surgical staff. Today I have with me Klebe Brumble. Did I get that close, Klebe?
Perfect.
Awesome. And you are the Assistant Surgery Director at Ennis Regional Medical Center. How long have you been there?
Well, it depends on which time you ask.
Okay.
I've been there a couple of times, about 2 years this time around.
Awesome. What brought you to Ennis Regional Medical Center?
I was working in Missouri and wanted to move back to Texas, and there was a job posting. I was looking for a small hospital, and that's the reason I chose Ennis Regional Medical Center.
So tell me, what kind of surgeries are performed at Ennis Regional?
Well, as I said, we're a smaller hospital, so we do bread and butter stuff. We do things like laparoscopic gallbladder removals, hernias, lumps and bumps. We also do orthopedics, total knees, total hips, things of that nature. Quite a bit of podiatry. We have several podiatrists that like to use our facility. And also we have a pretty good-sized urology service as well as pain management.
How large is the overall staff?
The overall staff, we have a total of 12 on our nursing staff, and then a couple of managers and one or two ancillary personnel that help us out with administrative type things.
I'm going to show my naivety. Is 12 a big staff, a little staff? Is that considered by other regional hospitals and medical centers? Would that be considered big, bad, little, indifferent?
I think it's pretty small staff,
is it?
Actually, yeah. We have a total of 5 ORs there. And so I've worked in hospitals with up to 20 to 50 ORs where the staff numbers in the hundreds.
Oh, my gosh.
We're pretty small.
So from a benefit standpoint, a patient considering to have surgery, why would they consider Ennis Regional Medical Center if you've only got 12 people there?
Well, I think that's just the reason why. It's all personalized. Small is sometimes a lot better. We try to treat our patients like we would our family members. In fact, most of our family members, if not we personally, have had surgeries at Ennis Regional Medical Center. I think that's the greatest compliment I or any patient could give or any of our staff could give, is we're willing to take our families there because we're treated like family.
Boy, that makes a big difference. That really does. Ennis Regional Hospital, if you wanted to get more information on them, check them out at ennisregional.com on the web, or you can always call 855-875 ERMC, that's 855-875-3762. When we talk about surgeries, I think a lot of times people kind of get the heebie-jeebies about it. How do you kind of take that away from them? How do you educate the patient on the procedure and what they're about to go through?
That's an interesting question. Surgery is always stressful, no matter what you're going through, whether it be a colonoscopy to a knee replacement. Our staff is very well experienced, and we know this to be a fact, but we make that patient-centered. We found that most patients, some patients, want to know everything that's going to happen, and so we're prepared to educate them completely. Other patients will look at you and say, just put me to sleep. I don't want to know anything. But that's where that personalized care comes in. We actually have time to talk to our patients.
So part of that, I guess, is obviously understanding the effect of the anesthesia, what's going to happen to you pre-op, what's going to happen to you during the surgery, post-op, what possibly could be complications or what possibly could be the outcome in terms of rehabilitation, things of that nature? Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly right. And most people, as I said, don't want to know anything, but most of our patients want to know just those things. Am I going to have much pain? What are you going to do to help with my discomfort? And we're very honest with people and mostly tell them you're going to have some discomfort, but we can manage that. We're going to keep you comfortable during your procedure and following it.
Very, very, very important. So that approach to patient care, it sounds like it's rather unique to ERMC. How would you describe it?
Unique would be a great word. I think where that came from is most of our staff have worked together for 7 to 10 years and with our surgeons an equal amount of time. Therefore, we're a family, And I think that translates over into our patient care. We care about one another.
Okay, so tell the truth. Are there really surgeons that have specific scalpels that they will work with and no others?
Not scalpels, but they surgeons have their preferences. And we even have cards. That's all documented, what Dr. Sullivan likes, what Dr. Wofford likes, whatever the doctor is, we cater to them too. I always tell our staff, we really have two patients in the operating room. Number one, we have the patient that's on the table, our primary responsibility, but we have to take care of the surgeon too, and we treat them just like family.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because I've said this over and over. The surgeon that I want working on me, I want to make sure that the last 48 hours of his life or her life were absolutely the most stress-free, got plenty of sleep, enjoyed everything in the world. I was really hopeful that, you know, they hadn't done any other surgery except mine, that they came in this place of nirvana or help or whatever. And I bet you as a nurse, you can put them in that spot. I got that feeling about you. What is the experience level of the employees and the surgeons at ERMC? You alluded to that. You've all been together for 7 to 10 years. That's pretty incredible.
That's quite a team. I think the last time I calculated among the nursing staff was about 137 to 40, 140 years of nursing experience in the operating room.
So why do people stay? I mean, why? I mean, in today's competitive medical field, why would somebody stay in Ennis, Texas, and become part of this team?
I think it is basically because of the family atmosphere. One of the things we do as managers is one of our primary values is not only to take care of our patients, but to take care of our staff as well. We treat them like family. We take care of them. We give them time off to visit their kids if they have a soccer game. We want them to want to come to work. I think one of the values that Ennis Regional Medical Center and LifePoint as a whole has is we want to make it a place where patients want to come, where physicians want to come, and where employees want to work. That's an important focus that we have, and we think we're doing it pretty well.
Sounds like that's maybe one of your core values, one of your take to the boardroom kind of deals to make a difference. That's awesome. It really is. Talk to me a little bit about if a person wants to come visit ERMC, can they kind of get a tour? What can they expect if they come to get a personalized visit or surgery pre-op and post-op?
Yeah, most of our pre-op and post-op things anymore are done by telephone. It depends on what surgery they're having. But if somebody wants to come and talk to us and see the surgery department, they simply need to call the hospital, make an appointment, and we'd be happy to work with them, answer any questions that they have.
Let me give you that phone number one more time. It's 1-855-875-ERMC. That's 1-855-875-3762. And obviously, then get any kind of more information and set up that tour and meet with the nurses and meet with the staff. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. And speaking of our nurses, we're very proud of the fact that over 50% of our registered nurses have national certification in the operating room. And what that means is that at a minimum, they've worked in the operating room environment for 2 years and passed a national certifying exam. And we're very proud of that statistic.
Man, that is fantastic. Anything else you want to tell me about Ennis Regional Medical Center?
I take my wife there for her surgeries, and I've had surgery there myself. I can't give any other endorsement but that.
That's where the high five. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we've got about 2 minutes here before we get done with our interview. Can you tell me any dirt on the director of marketing for the organization? Is she a worthwhile individual? Do you like Terry? Is she doing her job? Is Ms. Barton a good person to work for? Or work with, I should say, not for.
If Terry did any better, we'd have to build some extra wings on the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We're really focused right now on connecting with our community. That's part of one of the reasons we're doing these interviews is to let people know that it's a community hospital. We care about you. And when you come to us, you're a patient, you're a family member, not merely a diagnosis.
Well, I got to tell you, I got to spend some time with your new CEO, and it permeates from him, it permeates from your doctors, and now it also permeates from the nurses. You guys are doing some great work over there at Ennis Regional Medical Center. Check them out. ennisregional.com, or for our listeners, call them at 1-855-875-3762. They are here every other week to talk to you about KBC health tips and trying to make your life a little bit better. Take control of your health. Let Ennis Regional Medical Center be the source for all of your medical needs. Thanks for listening in. And we're going to go back to the flea market with Ken and Barry. Thanks for listening in this morning.